Welcome back to Coastal Connection. I'm Brian Russo. Coming up later in the program, we'll bring you the latest in our series on bullying, and we'll talk about the monumental passage of same-sex marriage legislation in Delaware earlier this week. But first, we'll discuss a debate that's been heating up here in Ocean City. Last week, we sat down with Ocean City Mayor Rick Meehan to discuss some proposals in the 2014 budget that would include some controversial cuts and a few new revenue streams. One of the proposed cuts that would save roughly $20,000 has apparently upset an entire community of sorts, and that would be the skateboarding community. On April 19th, the council voted to have the Ocean Bowl Skate Park operate Memorial Day weekend through Labor Day weekend during its normal hours, which is 7 days a week. No changes there, no big deal. Now, post-Labor Day, or the off-season as we call it here on the coast, the city is looking to close the skate park during the week and for the months of January and February entirely. As you may expect, this proposal ticked off some skater kids and their parents, and one of those kids, 17-year-old high school senior Mike Durkin, decided to do something more than just complain about it. He started a petition on change.org, and it's been signed by almost 500 people. But with all that said, the uproar from the skating community has been heard to a certain extent, and earlier this week, the council voted to form a skate park committee that will meet this summer to explore viable options for compromise. We'll hear from Ocean City Councilman Joe Matresik in just a few minutes, but for now, let's start with Mike Durkin, who utilized perhaps the greatest tool kids his age have to be heard, the internet.
I immediately was a little upset, but I decided then, all right, well, we got to do something about this. Mm-hmm. So first thing I did, I sat down, I started the petition, then I just went from social network to social network, trying to spread the word about it.
Yeah. Very quickly, the petition that you set up on change.org, had almost 400 signatures within, a week or two. Talk about that. Did it surprise you, the reaction?
Well, it did and it didn't. It was surprising in a positive way, the number of people that took to spreading it and wanted to share what was going on and what we were doing. Mm-hmm. So it's a surprise in a positive sense. But it doesn't surprise me that people are coming out for the skate park just because it's such an important part of the community. And mm-hmm. for the kids, they spend all their time there, me, myself included. It's really important to them, but also their parents, because a lot of these kids aren't that old. They're maybe 10, 12 years old. It's where their parents can know they can drop the kids off there for the day and they're safe and they got people keeping an eye on them and they're out of trouble.
Skateboarding is such a large part of this community, and the skate park, it has such a history in the town of Ocean City. The changes that they're proposing would essentially shut down the skate park in the months of January and February. You look at what the weather's like during that time. I mean, how much skateboarding is really being done in January and February? Proponents of this idea would look and say, hey, we got to tighten the belt. They're cutting down the night bus, schedule when nobody's really using it. Why shouldn't they shut down the skate park in January and February when, hardly any kids are going to be out there?
Well, you would think, a lot of people would think that January and February, it's the coldest time of the year. Nobody's going to be out skateboarding, which is true for some people. There's the kids that, once spring rolls around, they'll be back in the park. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of us who, actually, more so almost are at the skate park in January and February, because really there's nothing else going on. Mm-hmm. I mean, in the summer, you can go to the beach, you got all that surfing, all the other stuff. Unless you're a diehard surfer, you're not out in the winter that much around here. But a lot of kids, they don't play school sports, they don't have much else going on. Video games can only entertain you for so long.
Right.
The skate park's actually, I spend almost all my time there in January and February. We had one of the employees who doesn't work there anymore, used to work at the skate park, come out one day. It was freezing cold. It was probably below 30 degrees. I was like, what are you guys doing here? It's cold out, man. And what are you doing? And we just looked at him. We're like, we didn't really know how to answer because we were thinking, what else is there to do?
Yeah.
Nothing's going on.
You hear that from kids all through the town or the region that, there's a beach, but what do we do in the off season when we can't go to the beach? For a long time, skateboarding on the streets of Ocean City was banned. So if you can't skate at the skate park, where can you skate?
They have changed the laws recently. Skateboarding is now allowed off or out of the skate park on the streets, but it's not allowed in a way that makes up as a substitute for the skate park. you can use it as a mode of transportation from point A to point B, but you're still, wherever you are, you're on somebody's storefront or outside somebody's house. You're going to, if you try and stop and maybe see a stair set you want to skate or a little curb, you're still on someone's property and you're getting in somebody's business and they're not going to want you there.
Right.
You're going to get complaints, whether for trespassing, you're going to get noise complaints. You're not going to be allowed to skate wherever you are. So it kind of leaves kids with nothing to do really except maybe push up and down the street all day.
Gets boring.
Yeah, it does. It gets pretty boring after a while.
It sounds to me like, you know, there was all that worry about the kids, you know, grinding and pulling tricks on things throughout the city. And many of the business owners brought up that very concern. So I think that's why the city went to this point A to point B mode of transportation, sort of street skating. It sounds to me like the kids, like you, just want to skate in the skate park. And you're essentially asking the city, hey, yes, you're trying to save 20 grand, but this means more to us than, you know, a line item on your budget. And I know you've been in front of the mayor and city council. Tell me what you said to them when you stood in front of them earlier this week.
Well, I brought up a few things. I informed them on what we've been doing with the petition, and we have online Facebook groups people can join to show support. And we were talking about businesses that have come up to the plate, you know, for the skate park, Royal Plus, Austin Purnell, and the Hotel, Motel, Restaurant, you know, Association for the city. A lot of people are, all the surf shops, skate shops, they're all coming out. We were just informing of our progress and basically why the skate park is so important to us, because it's, well, it's A, where we spend all our time, but it's where you socialize, you make new friends there, free to express yourself in whatever way you want. It's not a structured activity like a school sport. It's not, you come, you play this position on the team, and then you go home. Either you won or you lost. It's, you can come, you can rearrange things, set up new obstacles, try something new every day, push your own limits, do what you want to do. And for a lot of kids, it's really freeing compared to a lot of other activities they're involved in. There's obvious health benefits. There's obvious benefits to the kids who would be lost without it. The benefits to the parents who can drop their kids off at the park and feel like they're safe for the day, not have to worry what they're getting into.
Well, that's an interesting point that you bring up, because I've heard it argued from a few of the council members, specifically council member Brett Ashley, who said that basically, you know, you need to keep the skate park open to keep the kids out of trouble. How does that make you feel as a senior in high school, you know, a kid who likes to skateboard? Do you react negatively to the fact that people think you kids or kids your age need something to do to keep you busy so you don't get into trouble? Because there's that stigma attached to skateboarders, historically speaking, about, you know, mischief making and, you know, getting into trouble, tomfoolery, etc. Is this more about just having something valuable to do rather than, you know, saying, hey, you know, we need to be kept out of trouble, so give us this to do?
I mean, I think there's always, when you first hear that, oh, if you don't have anything to do, you're probably going to be out and spray paint things or causing trouble, which at first it does make everyone a little angry to hear that. But not speaking for everyone, I do know people who this kind of does keep them on the straight and narrow. We kind of do keep the younger kids in line a little bit. Like, hey man, you might not want to, you know, go with those kids who are off to go, you know, throw rocks at whatever, you know, anything like that. So I think it does have the aspect of keeping kids out of trouble a little bit, but I think also there's just the whole freeing aspect of it, and it's not necessarily a negative thing to say it's keeping you out of trouble, because I think it's more just preventing boredom. And actually, as a quote from a pretty well-known skateboarder who said the whole point of skateboarding is just to conquer boredom, which I think in the most simplistic way is its best definition of the purpose of it, because it just, it's fun. Although the negative, as you said, the negative stigma attached to skateboarders is a little frustrating to deal with sometimes. I mean, you certainly see it. It's not like it isn't there. If you're skating down the street, you're going to get, you know, odd glances from people, whether it be, you know, they notice something about the way you're dressed they might not notice if you didn't have a skateboard. Right. I find if I'm walking down the street or sitting on a curb somewhere and I wave to someone, I don't have my skateboard with me. They smile, they wave back, but if you have your skateboard with you, it's maybe a 50-50 chance.
Do you think that there's still that sort of negative stigma attached to your generation, kids who like to skateboard? Because I've talked to shop owners and people in the industry, surf and skate, who say that, you know, now it's gotten to the point where just as many kids skateboard as play baseball or play soccer, just become that mainstream. It's not like when I was a kid, when you maybe had a small handful of kids that liked to skateboard or were into Vision Streetwear or any of that kind of stuff. Do you think that maybe the adults, the policymakers, have not embraced how mainstream the skating culture has become, not just here in Ocean City, but nationally?
It's a tough thing to analyze because in certain areas, like in Ocean City, it's very popular. Most kids either have ridden or actively ride surfboards or skateboards in the area. Along the coast, I find a lot. It's very common. But if you get into like central areas of the country, I do think it is still that sort of separate culture where there's, you know, maybe a handful of kids that embrace it and they kind of dive headfirst into it. But I do see a lot of areas where we could probably save a little bit of money. I mean, I don't think we need to offer laser light shows or weekly fireworks, you know, maybe not every week in the summer. Mm-hmm. Some people raised some very good points last night at the town meeting, but I think there's got to be other options than cutting such important parts of the community. Mm-hmm. Especially if we're going to continue labeling Ocean City as a family town. We can't encourage spending on things like light shows and fireworks for people who are here maybe a week or two out of the year. And for 3 months tops, we have to support the families that live here year-round, too. They're an important part of the community.
That was Mike Durkin, a local high school senior who started a petition in hopes of changing the minds of the Ocean City Mayor and City Council, who are planning to scale back the hours of the Ocean Bowl skate park next fall. We turn now to Ocean City Councilman Joe Matresik, who this week, after hearing concerns from Durkin and many others in our community, motioned for the city to create a committee that would explore viable options or compromises to what's currently on the table. He says he absolutely expected this reaction, but he hopes the community will look at what he calls the big picture.
Anytime you cut services of any type, people are upset. And whether it's a skate park, whether it's the bus service, paid parking on the streets. When we cut the trash pickup to once a week during the wintertime, that caused an uproar somewhat. So everybody has their own little niche, so to speak, that they care more about than others. And so anytime you cut, you're going to affect a group of people. It's hard not to.
You know, the skateboarding community points to kind of the long-standing and ever-changing relationship between the city and the kids who skate. Many point to the fact that the Dew Tour coming here now has changed that a little bit. Some point to other different bits of legislation that have passed, you know, changes to what's allowed on the Ocean City streets. You know, in your mind, what's the relationship and where does that stand between the skate community and the city?
I don't think that we've ever had an adversarial issue. I know that there are people who don't want the skateboarders on the streets, and that was changed last year. So I think we're willing to work with the skateboarders any way we can, and I think we've shown that over the years.
Sure. On paper, the proposal doesn't look to be, it seems to be kind of a no-brainer. You know, you're going to reduce the hours in January and February, traditionally two winter months where you wouldn't think that there's a lot of outside activities going on. That's the way I saw it on paper. Then I speak to some people in the skateboarding community. They say just the opposite. We actually are using it during January, during February. Where is the council now that, you know, you've received and heard the perhaps expected uproar from the skating community about this proposal?
Well, the other night I made the motion to have the mayor select a committee to do a summer study on the skateboard park and come up with a solution to try to make everybody, well, I don't think you're going to make everybody happy, but try to come to an agreement that everybody can live with as far as the hours of the skate park. When we looked at it, to be honest with you, the skate park opened at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It closed at dark. Once time changes, I mean, how many hours a day is that? And that was only 4 days a week. We were going to still be open on weekends. The actual Recreation and Parks Department brought the closing during January and February to us before we even discussed reducing the hours. So the ridership, now everybody says they're there January and February. The ridership numbers must not have been there at that point in time for the Recreation and Parks Department to bring that forward as a recommendation.
You know, the budget cycle in the past several years has been extremely tumultuous and tricky. You've been accused of trying to balance the budget on the back of kids, you know, trying to save what would be essentially $20,000 here. Do tough decisions like this, will we expect more of them in coming years?
Well, you look at $20,000. $20,000 may be what one of the people who work at the skate park makes every year. They're all part-time positions, so we would have to cut his position for that $20,000. As far as the budget in the future goes, we are funded mostly from property tax, and if the economy and everything turned around tomorrow, we're still going to lag behind as far as property taxes and property values go, because we are a resort town where a lot of secondary home people here. And so we're going to lag behind. We're going to be looking for every year for the next 2 or 3 years, we're going to be looking for ways that we can keep the tax rate down and try to make everybody happy.
There's been some concerns just, you know, in the past few days since you brought up the idea of, you know, taking it to a skateboarding committee, so to speak. There's concerns and perhaps a question about when you guys vote on the budget, if you vote through, you know, this $20,000 cut, the summer study will essentially be obsolete, so to speak. Address those concerns.
Well, the budget is, as everybody thinks that you set a budget and that's it. The budget is a living, breathing thing. It changes every day. We may save $20,000 on some equipment for the wastewater plant, or we may save $20,000 here, $20,000 there. We may have to find the $20,000 if we decide that community decides that it's a necessary thing to open it up.
You look at something like the Dew Tour, such a large economic force here in, you know, this local economy. Do you worry that this situation could trickle down and impact the relationship with the Dew Tour in the future?
I'm not so sure that the Dew Tour came here because of our skate park. I think they've came here. It's a premier summer spot to have the Dew Tour. I think they've had great success. They had more numbers at the Dew Tour last year than they had in any other venue ever. So it would be very hard for me to believe that they would turn around and leave because of us closing the skate park for a couple of nights a week.
That was Ocean City Councilman Joe Matresik. We also heard from local resident Mike Durkin. To learn more about Durkin's petition or the Ocean City budget plan concerning the Ocean Bowl Skate Park, click to our website, wamucoast.org. I'm Brian Russo, and you're listening to Coastal Connection here on 88.3 at Ocean City, Maryland. We'll be right back. You know,